And Philip Semper PLX D0 QA, today's date is 05/12/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Stephen Hicks. Hicks spells H-I-C-K-S. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is 12/04/1961. This is a 63-year-old gentleman, hit with pain to his great toe. On the right period. Patient said this has been going on for a week and has gotten worse. His pain today is approximately 7/10 increase with activities. He indicated that about a week or so ago he suffered a laceration on the dorsal surface of his toe and think it is now infected, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies shortness of breath, denies chest pain, denies diaphoresis, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 114/70. Pulse is 111. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Right leg is a positive Hohmann sign. Calf tenderness is present. Great toe on the right is erythematous/cyanotic. There is migrating erythema around the toe and the dorsal surface of his foot. The site is hot to touch. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm. He's tachycardic at 111. Patient has a high Wells criteria for DVT/PE. He was advised to go to the emergency room to be evaluated. He indicated that he doesn't think he needs to be in the emergency room. I had a lengthy discussion with this gentleman. He has a history of tobacco use disorder. And we talk about the complications that can be as a result of tobacco use. He has a history of MI. Times four. And he was advised that because of these risk factors, it is important that he get evaluated immediately, period. In the next line, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Patient insists on not going to the emergency room. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is tobacco use disorder. Assessment number two is DVT. Assessment number three is cellulitis. Number four, claudication. Number five, blue toe syndrome. I did a ultrasound on patient's calf, and ultrasound was positive for DVT. He has a clot. Again, we discussed the findings and the importance of him going to emergency room. Patient says he will. However, before he goes to the emergency room, I give him an injection of ketorolac, 60 milligrams IM for his pain, and an injection of rocephin, 1 gram, for what appears to be cellulitis on the dorsal surface of his foot and around his toe, period. There was no evidence of a laceration on the dorsal surface of his foot. There was, however, a subcentimeter ulcer that is necrotic and black. Again, patient is encouraged to go to the emergency room. He says he will. In addition, I did complete a consultation to the vascular specialist, Hamilton Vascular in the Woodlands, for this patient to be reevaluated for his current condition. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He insisted that he will go to the emergency room to be further evaluated. End of dictation.